This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Sophie Bushwick. Got a minute? Scientists have used synthetic DNA to store digital files, including a photo, Shakespeare's sonnets, and an audio recording of Martin Luther King.
And the pursuit of happiness.
The work is published in the journal Nature. Unlike many forms of information storage, DNA is extremely long-lasting and does not require constant electrical power. Plus, it's tiny. A small cup of DNA can store 100 million hours of high-quality video. But until now, the storage method has faced too many obstacles. DNA synthesis is expensive and only works for short strings, and the decoding process creates lots of errors. To avoid these problems, British researchers broke a long string of information into many overlapping short sequences, each tagged with its position in the overall sequence. American collaborators then synthesized short pieces of DNA to match the strings and shipped the material overseas. Finally, researchers reconstructed the digital files with complete accuracy. DNA storage is still very expensive, but the scientists predict advancing technology will lower prices and make their method cost-effective within a decade. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Sophie Bushwick.